The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the second Sunday of Easter. It is the Sunday of Divine Mercy. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth and Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Imagine being in the upper room with the apostles on the night of the resurrection. 2 days earlier, we would have seen the Lord nailed to the cross, dying an excruciating death, and then being buried in a cold stone tomb. Only that morning, we would have heard strange reports of Christ being alive. We could only wonder whether Mary Magdalene was crazy for believing so. Then, still fearful that the Romans would haul us away to our deaths, as they did to our Master, and despite the locked doors, Jesus appears in his risen flesh. His first words are surprising. The following passage is from John chapter 20. On the evening of that first day of the week, when the doors were locked, where the disciples were for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." When he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Disciples rejoiced when they saw the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you." What would we have said had we been in Jesus' place? "I told you so," or "You're a bunch of cowards and now I'm going to start over with a group of really dependable people"? Perhaps. Instead, Jesus says, "Peace be with you." Jesus comes not just to wish them peace, but to give them peace. And his peace is not just a kind of domestic tranquility, or the absence of future challenges. After all, the apostles would, with one exception, all be martyred. There were plenty of challenges remaining for them. Jesus' peace, however, is the gift of a right relationship with God through the pardon of sins. So when Jesus says, "Peace be with you," he is also saying at the same time to the apostles, "I forgive you." We are at peace when we are right with God, when we are repentant, and when we've been forgiven of our sins. When we think about it, there are many things that can make our life difficult. Conflicts, uncertainty, illness, economic worries, worries about the future. And faith in God doesn't solve all of our problems. But faith does give us the serenity to see that all things are in God's hands. In his first epistle, St. Peter says, this is from 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 8 to 9, "Although you have not seen him, you love him. Even though you do not see him now, yet believe in him as you attain the goal of your faith, the salvation of your souls." The only thing that can rob us of Christ's peace is choosing sin over him. As we celebrate Divine Mercy Sunday today, let's remember two things in particular. First, God's love and mercy are boundless. He wants to give us his mercy and peace. And secondly, that Jesus' mercy is extended through the special power he entrusted to the apostles. "Receive the Holy Spirit," the gospel says. "Whose sins you forgive are forgiven them, and whose sins you retain are retained." By giving them this power, and Jesus gave it only to the apostles, Jesus makes them, and all the priests will follow them, the greatest peacemakers on earth, because they are the instruments for the forgiveness of sins in confession. May we always take advantage of that sacrament so that we can live in the peace of Christ. God bless you.